As regular viewers of this channel know, I predicted last year that if Trump initiated a trade war against China after taking office, the Chinese economy would collapse in the fourth quarter of 2025. Let me put it this way, my predictions on macroeconomic trends have never been wrong. Although I've always wanted to be wrong once, fate hasn't granted me that wish. My accuracy rate in predicting macroeconomic trends is like the error rate of a straight man trying to use women's makeup, always 100%. In October, the economy experienced a precipitous decline. This channel has already provided a detailed explanation. The industrial profit data for November has just been released, and the trend is even more shocking. It's utterly disastrous. Now, please follow my perspective to see how dire the overall situation of industrial profits is. Finally, we need to return to the question, how is the so-called trade surplus exceeding $1 trillion formed? First, I will present the overall trend of profits of large-scale industrial enterprises since 2014. Before discussing this year's data, I would like to remind everyone to pay attention to the most bizarre development in this table in 2021. In that year, the profit growth rate of large-scale industrial enterprises reached an unprecedented 27.2%. This growth rate was actually created by two factors. The first factor was that the entire European and American world was in a state of lockdown due to the pandemic. The far-left governments in Europe and America imitated China's lockdown methods and introduced so-called lockdown policies. Although European and American governments could not confine people to their homes, they also prohibited public enterprises and shopping malls from operating and prohibited gatherings of people. At that time, China's strict control achieved short-term results and restored production order. So the whole world could only rely on China's production supply. Therefore, China's manufacturing and export industries ushered in a brief golden age. The second factor is also the most crucial factor. In 2021, China officially launched the fourth phase of the golden tax system, using systematic information methods to comprehensively monitor all industrial enterprises, production and business data. As a qualified Chinese citizen, if you haven't been thoroughly scrutinized by the golden water phase 4 system by now, it only means you're a complete pauper. Probably not even qualified to pay personal income tax. Let me put it this way. Since 2021, the Tax Bureau knows you better than you know yourself. No large-scale industrial enterprise, or even any online influencer, can hide a single penny of profit. Under the comprehensive monitoring of Golden Water Phase 4, none of your business activities can escape scrutiny. Correspondingly, in 2021, national public budget revenue reached 20.25 trillion yuan. A 10.7% increase compared to 18.29 trillion yuan in 2020, the highest growth rate on record. Of course, this year also marked the ultimate moment of reckoning for the Red Regime. After this year, the real estate bubble and debt storm raged, unemployment surged, and the operation of industrial enterprises naturally suffered localized setbacks. From 2002 to 2024, the year-on-year profit growth of industrial enterprises has been in single digits, and the national economy has been in a continuous state of depression, lasting until the fourth quarter of this year, finally reaching its breaking point. After September this year, the year-on-year profit growth of industrial enterprises above designated size has been negative. From January to September, there was still a 2.8% year-on-year increase, but by January to November, it had become a negative 0.6%. Now I'm providing a monthly tracking table of profits for industrial enterprises above designated size for the past 2 years, to help you see this trend of evolution. In April of this year, the Sino-US trade war began, so industrial enterprise profits experienced a rapid decline in the second quarter. In the third quarter, the relationship between China and the US was relatively stable, with no major conflicts occurring. Export tariffs to the US remained around 55%, and various export enterprises were still frantically looking for transshipment opportunities, shipping goods to the US through Southeast Asian and Latin American countries. Therefore, industrial enterprise profits experienced a recovery. At that time, there was even a widespread illusion in China that Chinese manufacturing could completely withstand the 55% export tariff to the US. China's manufacturing industry showed extreme resilience, completely unaffected by the trade war. Ignorant Chinese people were overjoyed, celebrating wildly and rolling on the ground, believing that defeating the United States was imminent, and that China was about to dominate the earth and trample the United States underfoot. The next step, of course, would be to conquer the stars and the sea, extending the governance order of Red China to all galaxies. If any short-sighted aliens dared to hinder the Chinese people's progress into the universe, the Chinese would show them what the 8 lines of slaughter of the Chinese market are. However, in the fourth quarter, with the United States and most countries around the world reaching trade agreements, gradually closing the loopholes for Chinese companies to conduct re-export trade, and at the same time, with the deterioration of trade relations between China and Europe, the EU issued more stringent trade restrictions against China almost every week, and launched comprehensive anti-dumping investigations against Chinese goods. Against this backdrop, industrial enterprise profits naturally turned downward. The year-on-year growth rate of industrial enterprise profits in October was -9.8%, and in November it had become -15.4%. Judging from this trend, the data for December will probably be around -20%. This data trend is determined by objective laws and does not change with personal will. No matter how much you deny it, it will eventually slap you in your tear-stained face. Law, this is the ultimate god in the human world. A true god that no one can resist. Next is the most important part of this program, a comparison table of profits by manufacturing subsectors directly related to exports from January to November this year. The Chinese manufacturing industries involved in exports are mainly the 11 industries in this table. I have arranged them in ascending order of year-on-year profit growth, which is quite clear at a glance. The first 8 items are all final consumer goods manufacturing industries, and the profits of these 8 industries have all declined significantly. Among them, the first item with the largest decrease is primary products, which are actually handicrafts and daily necessities. The profit decrease from January to November reached 3.42%. Of course, the export industry that everyone is most familiar with, the third sector, the leather manufacturing industry, saw a year-on-year decrease in profits of 18.44% from January to November this year, and the fourth sector, textiles and clothing, saw a profit decrease of 18.16%. I won't list the other sectors one by one. In summary, under the pressure of the trade war, China's consumer goods manufacturing industry has barely maintained its export volume by drastically cutting profits. Of course, this is all a one-time deal. A large number of clothing and sock companies actually cleared out their inventory at any cost after the fourth quarter, and then waited to see what would happen. This is the real reason why China's exports still seem somewhat vibrant, while corporate profit data is extremely bleak. The industries directly related to exports and achieving profit growth are mainly the three major equipment manufacturing industries: electrical equipment, instruments and meters, and electronic equipment. While these three equipment manufacturing industries have achieved export growth, they have also achieved relatively stable profit growth, but this growth is actually very alarming. The export growth of these three industries means that domestic enterprises are accelerating their relocation abroad, so they need to purchase production equipment from China and export it to Southeast Asia and Latin America. This kind of export is also a one-time deal. After this business is done, these equipment manufacturers themselves will move abroad to serve local Chinese-funded production enterprises. In fact, such data is a very cruel thing to see. Consumer goods manufacturers are selling off their inventory at below cost, thus causing a sharp contraction in the profits of industrial enterprises. At the same time, these enterprises are transferring abroad on a large scale, bringing about a short-term surge in equipment exports. It is the combined effect of these two factors that has led to the so-called bizarre phenomenon of a trillion-dollar trade surplus. However, ladies and gentlemen, this situation is nothing to be proud of for China. On the contrary, this is merely a superficial prosperity in the foreign trade sector, a desperate struggle under dire circumstances. From this moment on, what awaits China's foreign trade industry is a dead end.